Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele, and today is November 24th. There's a lot of stuff that happened today. I'm going to have to try and get through all of this. A couple of big ones. First was this morning, early, there was a high-speed chase. Highway 6. Let me tell you about it. High-speed chase southbound on Highway 6 from Chalfont took place this morning as heard on a local police scanner. A woman, assumed to be unaccompanied, led Bishop police officers on a chase down Highway 6, possibly in possession of firearms as well. Bishop Police Department set up a spike trap just south of Laws, near where the highway crosses the Owens River, as heard on the police scanner, but the car did not strike the trap and they were able to stop the car and apprehend the suspect. None of this information has been officially confirmed by the Bishop Police Department or otherwise. Eastern Sierra Now will update this story as more information becomes available. We'll have more on this later, but the first flight of the season arrived in Mammoth Airport this morning. Just a quick shout out. Good job, everybody that's involved in that. Do you know Zack Snyder? Yeah, the Zack Snyder from all the different movies is shooting a sci-fi feature in Inyo County. That's right. It's going to take like a month. He's going to be around. Guess that's going to be my new drinking buddy. Should be pretty cool. We have more information on that at EasternSierraNow.com. But I'll tell you about it anyway. Zack Snyder, a director best known for his work on the DC Justice League films and the Dawn of the Dead, is reportedly beginning production on Rebel Moon, a science fiction epic that will film here in Inyo County. Production should begin March 1st of 2022 and continue until August 31st of the same year. Well, that's a lot longer than a month. Some of the filming will take place in Death Valley National Park at the same location where the original Star Wars trilogy was filmed, and more may take place outside of Lone Pine. The film was inspired by a Star Wars pitch Snyder made to Lucasfilm years ago that wasn't put through after Disney bought the company. The plotline follows a young woman played by Sophia Boutella who is sent out by her colony to travel through space on a recruitment mission in order to fight an intergalactic warlord. That sounds like Star Wars to me. Regent Belisarius. The screenplay was written by Zack Snyder along with Shay Hatton from Army of the Dead, John Wick 3, and Kurt Johnstad, which is famous for 300. The film will be co-produced by and released on Netflix by 2023 at the very earliest. So that'll be cool. You guys should look around for that, and if I see anything, I will post it, but might have some extra work available, or at least production assistant and that kind of stuff. That might be kind of fun. U.S. Route 95 was closed in both directions just south of Olancha today. I'm not sure if it has been reopened or not. Caltrans District 9 has closed both lanes of U.S. Route 95 just south of Olancha due to an incident on the highway involving a big rig. The closure stretches from the intersection of Sage Flats Road to Walker Creek Road. Crews are working to remove the vehicles from the highway, but there's currently no estimated time for when U.S. Route 95 will reopen. That's not good. You want to know what's terrible? When you're recording your podcast and you're going on and talking about everything, getting through all your stories that there's a lot of today to get this on by 5, and the thing shuts off without you knowing about it. So now I have to go back and re-say everything that I said before. How fun. Okay, another Caltrans story that I will read again. Beginning Tuesday, November 30th, Caltrans will close one lane of State Route 266 in southeast Mono County for road repairs. Construction crews are repairing the part of the roadway that was damaged in a tanker truck fire earlier this month. The closure will stretch a half mile from 3.2 miles north of the junction with State Route 168 to 3.7 miles north of the junction. During the work period, which will run from November 30th, through December 10th, there will be one-way traffic control through the project area, 24 hours a day. Project starts and stop dates are subject to change depending on the availability of equipment, weather conditions, and other factors that may affect the repair process. For the latest information on lane closures and other road conditions, please visit the Caltrans Quick Map site at quickmap.dot.ca.gov or download the app on your cell phone. You can also call Road Conditions Hotline at 800-427-ROAD. That's 7623. There's a INYO supervisors meeting coming up. That is November 30th at 8 a.m. If you would like to see the agenda or get the Zoom link beforehand, head over to easternseernow.com. You know who does a lot for us around here? The Bishop Chamber of Commerce. We've already gone over this week about what the events are, but just as an advertisement for them, we're going to do it again because they do a lot for us, and I want to make sure that we can get there for all of their events because they're going to be so much family fun. So they have a lot of fun and festive Christmas events coming up, and they want to remind local businesses now is the time to sign up to participate. The parade is Saturday, December 4th, beginning at 4:30 p.m., and the theme this year is White Christmas, which we all hope for. Immediately following the parade will be the tree lighting ceremony in front of the Bishop City Park right next to the Chamber building. Remember, if you want to be in the parade, your form is due by November 26th, and you can get that at bishopchambercommerce.com or go to the Bishop Chamber in Bishop. On Saturday, December 11th, the Railroad Express will return to Laws Museum 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there'll be holiday crafts, activities, train rides, Smokey Bear, Santa Claus, wagon ride, I mean, everything. That's the event to go to for the year. It's always so much fun. Getting to ride on the train is just, you know, it makes me feel like I'm a five-year-old boy again. And then I look in the mirror and I look like an 80-year-old man, and I realize that life was pretty hard on me. Tickets are $15. For those over 12, they're $10 for under 12, and free for kids under the age of 3. The Chamber also organizing the ever-popular Shop Local Holiday Raffle, and this replaces the map stamping that's happened in the past. So for participating shoppers, you can go and fill out the entry form between December 3rd and December 17th. And the prizes for this will be gift certificates with participating merchants, and the grand prize is $500 in local shopping spree moolah. So head over, get those done, have a fun time this holiday season, and remember that the Chamber always has your back when it comes to the holidays in Bishop, the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. All right, the last thing we're going to talk about today, and I will read again, stupid computer, is the Real Snow Report by Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand. This is the Real Mammoth Snow Report for Thanksgiving week. We have had much colder nights recently, allowing for some snowmaking and also creating some icy conditions in the morning. If you are visiting the ski resort this weekend, make sure to pack your patience because it is going to be very crowded. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now or themammothbrand.com to see the pictures to prove it, because those were just from today and it is gnarly. So the conditions. The snow is actually not bad considering how warm it was last week. With colder temps at night recently, we're looking at icy mornings with softening as the day progresses and some rock dodging on a few runs. The best snow is mid-mountain to the top, but be prepared for changing conditions through the day as things heat up and more people hit the slopes. It's going to be perfect bluebird weather, which is at least expected through the rest of the week with possible wind here and there. Even though it is warm in town, it isn't a bad idea to wear your standard layers because it's much colder towards the top of the mountain. You know where you can get those layers? TheMammothBrand.com. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Tell them Jesse sent you. Looks like the next chance of snow is early December, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Be prepared for some serious crowds this weekend. Be patient in lift lines and be nice to others. Everyone is in the same boat. We're all pissed off. Trying to get in some early season turns with only a few lifts spinning on a holiday weekend? That's crazy. The best advice I can give is to take the shuttle from town or the village and do not attempt to drive the mountain. If you do drive, it's likely you'll have to park almost all the way down by the village anyway. So just take the shuttle and save yourself the stress. The mountain has done a nice job mixing it up in the park with a few new fun features. Some of the new jibs include a pole jam, two table feature, which is listed shown in a picture on Eastern Sierra Now, and Jersey barrier, but there's no jumps yet. There's not enough snow. The park gets a lot of traffic, and it's towards the bottom of the hill, so get there early before it gets too beat up. That's your Real Snow Report from Jason Blakey at the Mammoth Brand. Everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We will not be recording the podcast tomorrow. Boo! But that's because I will be stuffing my face with turkey. Yay! And I hope all of you are as well. So in place of the news, if you take a picture of your food, Hashtag it Eastern Sierra now. And we will get to see it. And whoever has the most creative pictures, we will post. Okay, this has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now for November 24th. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody.